I want to share with you what unfortunately is a very little known and basically secret story of how Our Lady can bring you from nearly entering into the pit of hell to skipping purgatory and entering straight into heaven. Pay attention to what the woman does, and if you don't see what it is that she did, I will reveal that to you and show that to you at the end of the story. So please listen. So some 2,000 years ago, there is a woman who had converted from the Jewish faith to Catholicism. Now, she was getting older in age, and at that point, she got sick. And around that time, she had also begun falling away from her faith, falling into different sins. So she was very spiritually vulnerable. Now, at that time, a woman that she did not know came to her and began placing certain doubts in her mind, speaking to her about the apostles and about the Blessed Virgin Mary, first saying, those apostles, don't trust them, because if you follow this new and false religion, you're going to make the leaders of Judaism angry with you. And since she had loved her Jewish faith, she began believing these lies. Well, she told her, I don't know if I should listen to you because I have a special love for that wonderful woman, the mother of Jesus. And the other woman told her, now, especially her, she's not to trust. So step away from that new religion and you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. So that woman listened and she turned away from her Catholic faith. Now, those in the church knew that she was sick and needing the sacraments and needing ministering. So one of the disciples of Jesus went to seek her out. But he saw that she was surrounded by a multitude of demons, and despite the different things that he would say, she essentially closed her ears to him, and he failed at converting her. So he left, and in his wisdom, he went to someone higher. He went to St. John the Apostle and told him, there's this woman, we know her, and she's fallen away from her faith, and we are afraid for her salvation. So St. John the Apostle went and he spoke the words of the gospel, and the crowd of demons that was around her temporarily left her. However, in her heart, she wasn't really listening, because when he left, those demons came back and took hold of her, and she fell into her previous doubt, and he knew that she would ultimately not listen. So fearful for her salvation, he went to someone higher. He went to the Blessed Mother and he told her, we're afraid for this woman. We're afraid for her salvation. Will you please do something for her? So the Blessed Mother did what she always does, and she lay prostrate on the ground and spoke to the Lord, saying something like the following, Lord Jesus, I am the wormlet of the earth. Please send me any suffering in exchange for the salvation of her soul. She prayed like this for a long time, and the Lord didn't answer her. So he allowed her to stay in just ordinary inspirations, and he didn't shed any particular light upon her mind. The Blessed Mother, waiting patiently, decided to send one of her angels to go and assist this woman. So she sent her angel, and the angel went and provided various inspirations, fought off the demons, and attempted to do so, but he failed. You see, the demons had a particular right over that woman because of her sins, and so that angel failed in converting the woman. He came back to the Blessed Mother and reported everything that happened. He said, I tried giving her inspirations, I tried fighting off the demons, but to no avail. They took her back, and she would not listen to me because they had a rightful claim over her. I'm sorry at my failure. They were all very disappointed and became very worried because her time of death was approaching soon. So the Blessed Mother did again what she usually does, and she lay prostrate on the ground, praying for inspiration for the Lord, praying for guidance. Not hearing anything, a certain scripture came to mind, where I believe it was the prophet Elijah lay prostrate over a young boy or young girl that was dying, imploring for their healing. And reflecting on this scene from the Old Testament, she decided that despite the Lord Jesus not telling her, it was prudent for her to now go physically herself to go and convert this woman. Now, as she left her house of prayer, our Lord finally responded. and he sent a group of angels to meet her and stop her. She asked the angels, "What are you doing? What does this all mean?" And they said, "It's not right for you to walk to that woman. We will bring you to her ourselves." So they took her in a luminous cloud directly to wherever this woman was. And when the Blessed Mother showed up, all the demons fell to hell like lightning. And Our Lady commanded them and said, "Be gone into hell until the time that the Lord decrees." So she essentially did like an exorcism over the whole scene, and she cast them out with her power. And she began speaking to the woman words of the gospel, words of life, speaking to her heart, encouraging her to convert. The woman opened up and told her everything that had happened about this woman that she had met, that had spoken these things, put doubt in her mind, and the Blessed Mother revealed that wasn't a woman, that wasn't your friend, that was Satan masquerading as that woman. So she led the woman through proclaiming and reaffirming her faith in Jesus. She led her to do a deep confession of her sins. She called the Apostle John back to give her the sacraments. Not only was she able to save the lady from hell, but she was able to obtain for her a complete pardon of sin and punishment, skipping purgatory and going straight to heaven. But not just straight to heaven, she was carried by a special group of angels that protect those that are especially devoted to the Blessed Mother. Now, this part is worth quoting directly. "After the rescue of that soul, the rest of the angels brought back their queen seated on the same cloud to her oratory. She immediately humiliated herself, prostrating herself and adoring the Lord, and giving him thanks for having snatched that soul from the jaws of the infernal dragon. She composed thereon a hymn of praise in his honor. This wonder was wrought by the wisdom of God in order that the angels, the saints of heaven, the apostles, and also the demons might know the resistless power of the Most Holy Mary, and in order that they might learn that as she was the mistress of all, so not all of them together could equal her in power, that nothing would ever be denied to her prayers in favor of those who loved her, served her, or called upon her. For this fortunate girl, having loved this heavenly lady, secured salvation through her, while the demons, oppressed and confounded, were left in despair of ever prevailing against the power of Mary when exerted in favor of her clients." So you need to understand that at any given moment, Our Lady can immediately grant that you skip purgatory and go straight into heaven, even if you are about to fall into the pit of hell, if you do the three things that are said there: love her, serve her, and call upon her. Underneath all that is that you trust and you know that Jesus has given incredible power to Our Lady, that she is the Queen of Mercy. Why is she the Queen of Mercy? Because she didn't merit any of the gifts that God gave her. The Immaculate Conception, all these gifts, she didn't do anything for all these things. Jesus simply gave these things to her. This is an incredible mercy. So since she was given more graces than all the humans combined, she has received therefore more mercy than all humans combined. That's why she's a Queen of Mercy. And those that have can then give. She who has been given incredible amounts of mercy can give that out to whomever she wishes. And in fact, this is God's will for her. This is what he wants her to do as his instrument. Now, the way that she carries this out in your life may be through ordinary means, through the scapular, through the rosary, through the miraculous medal, through the use of the sacraments of the church, through a regular life of holiness, or through a miraculous salvation like this. But whatever the means that Our Lady uses to grant that you skip purgatory, believe that she can do it. Jesus has granted that she can do anything. Ask her, love her, and tell her, "Blessed Mother, please, because of this story, because of what you did for this woman, won't you grant that I skip purgatory, that you make it so that I don't have to go there, so that I can go straight to heaven?" And God, who has done an incredible amount of things in her, can through her and Jesus Christ, who has done an incredible amount of things in her, can through her do an incredible amount of things in your life. My friends, this video, by the way, is being shown on both of my channels, Uniquely Mystic and Uniquely Mary. If this has helped you in any way, please subscribe to both. Support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.